happen, we have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to the new half-hour edition of Gay USA. I'm Andy Hum.
I'm Ann Northrup.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, Ann.
One quick note for those of you in Philadelphia who did not see us last week because the station had a power outage, go to gayusatv.org where you can find last week's show. You can always do that.
And we're going to launch into the news, but the kinds of things, of course, we're going to talk about, the tremendous Trump outrages this week, they continue to pile up. There's also good news from, you know, states all over the country and some setbacks.
And we have some entertainment recommendations for you, too, as we often do, and a couple of giants to mourn.
Yes, and bad news from the Pope, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
All right.
Let's start with Washington and the hideous Trump administration, as usual. And what are they doing now? They have decided to cancel all agreements that any previous administration made with, colleges and schools.
And schools about treating transgender people with dignity. Those are all off.
They have terminated half a dozen civil rights settlements about the rights of trans students. They want to force students to identify as the birth sex. They've got 40 investigations going into schools that protect trans, particularly concentrating, of course, on sports and bathrooms.
But what needs to be said is this kind of termination of these agreements is without precedent.
Totally. Well, everything they do is without precedent.
Well, now, of course, you know, when Trump was trying to sell the war unsuccessfully this past week, he said, you know, one of the reasons we're attacking them is they throw gay people off the tops of buildings. I mean, he throws this stuff in as if he cares, while at home, all he's doing is persecuting us.
And going back to Minneapolis, because something new has arisen. When Alex Pretty and Renee Good were killed in the streets by ICE workers, Kristi Noem, then the head of the Department of Homeland Security, said the first thing she said was they were domestic terrorists. And I thought, domestic terrorists? That's crazy. What are you talking about? And I never got a good feeling about what that meant.
And of course, it's what they said about everybody trying to get into the country who were being excluded or picked up and isolated. They were foreign terrorists.
Well, now we have an answer, because it turns out the FBI has a whole new program going. The Political Pre-Crime Center. It sounds like that Tom Cruise movie about precognition.
10 federal agencies involved.
Yes. So here's what they've done. They've said they're going after all domestic terrorists, and they have defined what a domestic terrorist is. And I think it's worth hearing this list. You are a domestic terrorist if you are seen as anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-Christian, you want to overthrow the government, you are an extremist on migration, you are an extremist on race or gender, and you show hostility to traditional American views on family, religion, and morality.
If only extremism on race and religion meant racists misogynists,
no.
It means the opposite.
Exactly. It means you want DEI. So on that list, which includes about 90% of the American people, if sure. not more, this is their way to define who is a domestic terrorist. Not who's going around with an armload of weapons going after people. It is this list of you don't agree with us, and we're going after you and defining you as a domestic terrorist.
All the camps that they're building right now for people on immigration issues can be used for us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's how they define Renee Good and Alex Pretty as domestic terrorists. Yeah.
Now, of course, Trump's come out with his budget, now presidential budgets. You know, we don't want to take them too seriously because they have to go through Congress. But he calls for
that vicious, vicious Congress, which is standing up to him and fighting
back.
Well,
they do want a few of these issues, but he wants $2 billion cuts, $2 billion in cuts to HIV-specific services, elimination of trans health programs, defunding of fair housing protections. It would eliminate HOPWA, the longstanding
housing opportunities.
Program. Right, yeah. Et cetera.
He wants to kill all funding for trans care, kills all funding for anything they define as DEI, and you just saw this list of domestic terrorists.
Well, I was discouraged to see even the mayor of New York in releasing his report on race in New York City cut all the words, all the DEI words.
It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Yeah. I'm glad I don't have to be in that situation.
Well, the DOJ is still after him on it.
Of course. And the Trump administration wants to cut $73 billion from social programs across the board to pay for their billion-dollar-a-day attack on Iran. And that's going to mean everybody— Medicare, Medicaid.
Well, the Medicare and Medicaid cuts from the big, beautiful bill haven't even kicked in yet.
Yes, because they scheduled those for after the midterms. But this is going to be even more. This is going to escalate it. They're shamelessly, relentlessly cutting anything that helps people in this country. Because they don't care about people. We know they don't care about the Iranians. They don't care about people in the U.S. either because we're all domestic terrorists.
Well, you know, and one of them seems to be this gay journalist, Eugene Ramirez, who was detained at the Kennedy Center. Trump showed up for a performance of Chicago, so he's in the audience. And before the performance, he starts booing, and he gets detained for that. He was eventually allowed back into his seat to see the show.
Well, security came and grabbed him from where he was, took him to the side, hit him. And then when the theater finally went dark and the show started, they took him back to his seat.
They hit him?
No. They hid him.
Oh, hid him.
And then took him back to his seat. When the show started.
All right. But there is encouraging news. 23 state attorney generals have filed opposition to the thing that requires getting rid of all these DEI requirements. And so, you know, they're fighting.
Yeah, but the administration has just issued another executive order barring DEI discrimination by federal contractors.
Right.
So we're not going to hold it just to discrete audiences. We're going to expand it to anyone who's doing business with the federal government.
Right. So we have a correction. Speaking of activists, we showed you some older people staging a No Kings demonstration, and we said it was Brookdale assisted living. No, it's an independent senior facility in Battery Park City that was formerly operated by Brookdale. They had 40 people down there in the No Kings.
And they
thank you, Robert, for the correction.
Well, and he pointed out it's not assisted living, it's independent living.
That's what I said. Yes. All right. So we go to some state news.
I was going to do a little more Justice Department
stuff. I can't take it anymore.
Well, Pam Bondi is out.
Oh, yes.
You know, why anyone thought she was good in the first place? She was horrible when she was the Attorney General of Florida.
Of course.
And she was horrible here.
Anti-gay.
Yeah, but didn't do enough on retribution, evidently. She just sold out all the Epstein victims. But here's the next worry. Alito and Thomas may be pushed off the Supreme Court because they're the oldest members. Get rid of them while he still has a majority in the Senate and can confirm new people before the midterms.
Yes.
Watch out for that. It came up because Alito dehydrated, fainted at a dinner this week.
They can do it after the midterms if they want. They can do it up until, you know.
Yes, that's how we got who was
one of the bad people.
One of the bad people. But that's on the agenda.
Okay.
And, of course, Hegseth got rid of the generals and the chaplain because they told him not to remove the women and black general nominees. And it turns out he has a whole history of vetoing female and
sure.
black candidates in this past.
Well, that's because Jesus is in charge. That's how the he compared the rescue of the airmen to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yep. All right.
Happy Easter.
Now we can go to the
States.
So
I got some good news from Georgia. First of all, by the way, the special election for Marjorie Taylor Greene's seat, there was of course, the Republican won, but it was a 25-point swing. 25 points. This has to make Republicans nervous.
Well, Democrats are celebrating because they say this is an indicator that the Democrats can win Georgia, because if a district that red is sinking that
yes.
fast in...
Good news for John Ossoff, who's yeah. running for re-election to Senate. But Georgia Equality beat back all the anti-LGBTQ bills in the legislature. They had 400 people who went to the Capitol to fight for it. And in spite of underhanded political maneuvers, they succeeded.
In Idaho, in Boise, there was a protest in the governor's office, a sit-in, because he signed such horrible anti-trans legislation, which we told you about last year. 40 people participated in the sit-in. 9 were arrested.
Yeah. I'm trying to give them the good news first.
Okay.
Maryland.
Well, I think it's good news when protesters show up.
Oh, yes, but the bills.
Well, we knew that last week. I'm thrilled that protesters sat in.
In Maryland, a bill passed the House that says that any educational institution may not exclude an individual from participation based on a whole variety of bases, including gender identity and sexual orientation. So they're being proactive there.
And I don't know if you define this as positive, but I do. In Topeka, Kansas, a trans activist, Samantha Boucher, showed up and went into a women's restroom deliberately with the press there
yes.
and the security, and the governor was there
yes.
to challenge the fact that the legislature has barred this. She did get...
Governor Laura Kelly said, I'm sorry, this yep. is happening to you.
Yep.
In Wisconsin, another good governor, Tony Evers, on the Transgender Day of Visibility, he vetoed 5 anti-LGBTQ bills that were passed by the state legislature's Republican majority.
And in Kentucky, Queer Kentucky has helped beat back an anti-trans bill that would have banned teachers who are trans on the grounds that they had mental illness and were
and
sick.
Wisconsin is getting even bluer. I mean, you remember the huge fight where Elon Musk spent $100 million to try to knock off a Supreme Court justice. Republicans didn't even try this year. And the liberal, Chris Taylor, won a 20-point victory for the Supreme Court seat, which really solidifies the liberal majority, which is so important there in Wisconsin.
And if you want to follow what's going on in the states, the ACLU on their website is tracking 500 anti-LGBTQ bills proposed in states across the country.
Well, Ohio's House passed a bill banning drag outside of an adult entertainment venue. Lewd performances, of course, are already banned, but they love to pile on with the when they're anti-drag.
Well, here's another Ohio story. And a Christian author, very anti-LGBTQ, father of 10 kids,
oh, yeah.
has been indicted for rape, sexual battery, and other sexual assault on kids age 10 to 13. 10 to 13.
It's always the ones who protest the most.
There are a lot of them.
But in Iowa, an appellate court ruled that the state can enforce a law that restricts teachers from talking about LGBTQ topics in schools. They said, oh, those restrictions are not amorphous, and the books in the library can be considered part of the school's curriculums, so therefore they can be banned.
Well, here are a couple of good news stories. In California and San Francisco, they held a relay marathon. You have a team of 3, and one does the swimming, and one does the running, and one does the biking. And a trans-masculine team took 3rd place. There they are, the very victorious in 3rd place. Transmasc team. These are trans men who did a great job there in San Francisco.
And they really have great politics, if you read about them.
And then in Miami, at some point we're going to have to stop doing all these weddings, especially of WNBA stars. But another one got married to her girlfriend, the Dallas Wings' Arike Ogunbowale has married influencer Lala Ronay. They are longtime girlfriends, and they had a small but
secret wedding.
Yes.
But it's gotten out.
Congratulations to them.
When you mentioned Pam Bondi, you forgot to mention her farewell attack. Her DOJ is suing Minnesota and the Minnesota State High School League for allowing transgender girls and women to play on school sports.
Oh, that's sort of a given these days across the country. But yes, you're right.
DOJ is proud to protect girls. Of course, Trump is only firing women so far. Who's next? Melania?
Well, if only. And that's quoting Melania. all right. Should we talk about
Mississippi, by the way, became the latest state to pass a ban on trans drivers licenses on their, it's outrageous. In upstate New York, it's not all well. The Dominican Sisters of Hawthorne are suing because they don't want to treat trans people fairly in their facilities. Oh, we love them, but we don't want to use their pronouns.
We
want to respect them.
We treat lesbian and gay patients, but our religion is against. I thought your religion was against lesbian and gay people too. You're only going to reject the trans people,
right? All right.
So, should we talk about David Gersten?
Yes. I mean, this was one of the most beloved publicist in the theater, and he was a tremendous force in the theater, in Broadway, especially in off-Broadway.
Died at 67 of pancreatic cancer.
More than 30 years in the business. I'm going to link in our email to an obituary on David Gersten.
By the way, with our shorter show format, we're going to be putting even more stories, videos, whatever, in the show notes. So go to gayusatv.org to get on the list for our only one email a week with all sorts of chock full.
And we've always done this, giving you more amplification on the stories. All right? International news?
Yes.
So big hero of the week, Pope Leo, speaking out against Trump and his war, and it was all over the news, right? Then great. That's great. Although I don't think he turned out the Swiss Guards to fight the United States. Anyway, but we learned that back on February 27th, he embraced the anti-gay group Courage International, that people who are gay join to help them never make love for the rest of their lives. It is a sick, soul-crushing, quote-unquote, ministry. And, he's the first pope to meet with them.
Well, the pope said celibacy is good and you are never alone because Christ walks with you.
Yeah. And of course, again, reliable reporting on the Curia with the people who work in the Vatican is that 80% of the priests are gay. And of course, about 50% of the Catholic priesthood, almost none of them out except a handful.
And don't think they're celibate.
And they're all making love. They bring their boyfriends to the conclave to elect the next pope. I'm not making this up. That's what
Hell
they do.
No. Yes, exactly.
It's disgraceful and hypocritical.
Absolutely. And yet it goes on. It must be benefiting.
Meanwhile,
someone.
On Holy Thursday, the cardinal in Colombia, the country, once again spent a day washing the feet of transgender sex workers, among others, in Bogota's red light district.
And there is a report that the Pope also met with the author of the fundamental book on Opus Dei, which is a
right-wing.
Right, very right-wing. All the
J.D. Vance, author, I think.
The authors of Project 2025 are all Opus Dei. Leonard Leo, who picks all Supreme Court justices. So he got an earful on that.
Well, speaking of J.D. Vance, he campaigned with the anti-gay dictator of Hungary, Viktor Orban, who was up for election this Sunday. And Trump called into the rally also.
Yep.
And it's, you know, he praised him as someone who stands up for the values of Western civilization.
Yeah, well, he also said to Orban, now, don't you let those mean European countries withhold your money that belongs to you and tell you what to do. Meanwhile, this the administration has been yelling at Obama for returning Iran's money to them, which it was their money that we were holding, and yet that is bad.
It is all whose ox is gored.
Exactly.
In Romania, a court ruled that the country must recognize a trans man as a man after years-long battle. His name is Arian
Mizrahi. Look at him. He's so cute.
He's a big biologist, I think, is biology tutor and writer. But, I mean, he has won this right for the entire European Union, so that's kudos great. To him.
And kudos to the administrative court in Egypt, which says trans people have a constitutional right to gender-affirming health care. Amazing. Egypt, yes. U.S., no.
You want a lift from Australia? A group of trans, non-binary, and allied activists in Australia, they made what is the biggest trans pride flag ever, and they unfurled it in a park. There it is.
Beautiful.
130 by 65 feet in Brisbane, suburb of West End, to honor Trans Visibility Day.
However, in Uganda, the new anti-LGBTQ law has created a system of entrapment, blackmail, and abuse of gay men particularly. So
the Olympics, we told you how anti-trans they've become. Well, they're also anti-sex, even though they give out millions of condoms at the Olympics every year. But they just so we told you about the fact that they banned this guy, Kurt Adams Rosenstalls, who did OnlyFans and was making a lot of money doing it because he needed it because they don't make any money. So now his brother, Klaus Francis Rosenstalls, he's left Team Great Britain to compete for Latvia rather than incur the wrath of Team Great Britain over having an adult subscription.
Yes, Latvia will let him do it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Interesting case from London, too. The Metropolitan Police have been found to botch the case of Edward Cornus, who was killed at 19.
So he shows up. He's dropped off for school in London. He 2 days later, he's dead. He obviously got connected to these two older guys. He's in their hotel room. They drugged him,
yep.
It seems. But when the police came, they said, oh, he's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
He's a drug dealer, blah, blah, blah. And the parents were relentless in going, so now there's going to be an investigation. I'm going to link to this story because it's totally heartbreaking.
It's really, yes, and fascinating. Oh, they called him a rent boy, too, the
yeah.
cops. The cops just totally dismissed it. That was a 2021 case.
Yeah. I mean, the older men were arrested and then just released. Oh, well, okay. No
yeah.
problem.
All right. AIDS news?
Well, let's talk about Iris Long.
Iris Long was this fabulous member of ACT UP. She was a retired scientist. She couldn't have been more different from everyone in ACT UP. Everyone.
Cisgendered, no real connection to the gay or AIDS community, but she got interested in the issue.
And she brought to ACT UP the understanding that the drug approval process was bad and could be reformed if there was enough pressure put on the government. And she convinced the ACT UP activists who were open-minded enough and desperate enough to listen to an older straight woman. And she became a hero of ACT UP and of the movement.
Well, would it be fair to call her the den mother of ACT UP?
No.
No.
That would
be
condescending. Condescending. But here's what you need to do, and we'll link to this in our show note. Go to the ACT UP Oral History Project and read the story, the interview of Iris Long.
There she is, by the way, with Jim Provenzano, Jerry Wells, Larry Kramer, herself, and David Falcone back in 1989.
Hers is an amazing story, and she had an incredible impact on the drug approval process.
A true hero.
Yep. All right. Entertainment news.
Well, no, I mean, you've got to get ready for more quackery after that Supreme Court decision on conversion therapy, because now it's going to affect all medical treatment. Basically, doctors are going to be able to say almost whatever they want. Now, if they screw you up, you still can sue them for malpractice. But the restrictions on them and what they say have been lifted. Okay. Entertainment.
Yep. We have 3.5 minutes to zip through this. Lil Nas X has sealed a deal with the court for 2 years of mental health treatment for his addiction and his mental health problems in order to get L.A. arrest charges dropped.
You've been watching The Handmaid's Tale, The Testaments.
It's starting this week. This is a spinoff of The Handmaid's Tale. It focuses on Elizabeth Moss's daughter, Agnes. It takes place 15 years later, but it's all that generation. There will be 3 episodes this week, and then weekly it's going to air on Wednesdays on Hulu.
I want to alert you to things coming up also. Shana Taub's hit musical Suffs about the women's suffrage movement is coming to PBS's Great Performance on May 8th. Mark your calendars. It does have lesbian content.
Okay. But I'm most looking forward to the return of Hacks this week, Thursday night on HBO Max. Unfortunately, it's the 5th and final season, but it's going to be 10 episodes, and it's been getting rave reviews from everyone who's seen it. It's going to be sad to lose it, but man, I can't wait.
And you subjected yourself to Inside the Manosphere.
Horrible on Netflix. I thought it was going to be a real investigation of what's going on with masculinity these days. No, it's these horrible guys in Miami who are just disgusting human beings. Don't watch it.
If I wanted that, I could just tune in to Rush Limbaugh or something.
No, these people are worse.
Is he dead? Yeah.
These people are worse.
Here's another one that's coming up. Heated Rivalry, the unauthorized musical parody. It's coming starring J. Armstrong Jones there as Ilya and Jimin Moon as Shane, coming May 12th to the 6th Floor Theater in Chelsea.
Formerly the McKittrick Hotel. And at the New York Historical?
Yeah, they have a new installation, Edie and Thea, highlights from the Edie Windsor and Thea Speier collection, memorializing Edie Windsor and Thea Speier, a longtime couple who basically won, Edie won same-sex marriage rights for us. So
well,
we're out of breath, and we have plenty of time to chat.
We have
now.
A minute. We weren't sure how this would go in half an hour. We used to do the show at half an hour many years ago. There's much more news now. I'm shocked and amazed we got it all in this week, but we did talk at about 90 miles an hour.
Well,
you may have to watch it twice to pick up some details, but we think it'll be a brighter, better show at half an hour.
And do sign up for our email list. Go to gayusatv.org. You get one email, and you will get more details on these stories. Of course, you can always just take notes and Google things and find them, but we will send them to you.
We do that. But the website has the show. You can see the show there and all these and the headlines of the show and all these extras that we're not even referring to here, but that are on there. So we have 10 seconds.
Thanks for watching.
We hope you enjoyed getting free half an hour
earlier. I'm sure you'll let us know.
Bye. See you next week.